Blackstone Audio presents Calling Me Home by Julie Kibler. This book is read by Bonnie Turpin and Lorna Raver. For Grandma, for what might have been. But all lost things are in the angels' keeping, love. No past is dead for us, but only sleeping, love. The years of heaven will all earth's little pain make good. Together there we can begin again, in babyhood. From Helen Hunt Jackson's poem, At Last. Chapter 1. Miss Isabel, Present Day. I acted hateful to Dory the first time we met, a decade or so ago. A person gets up in years and she forgets to use her filters, or she's beyond caring. Dory thought I didn't care for the color of her skin. No truth to that at all. Yes, I was angry, but only because my beauty operator, hairdresser they call them these days, or stylist, which sounds so uppity, left with no notice. I walked all the way into the shop, which is no small effort when you're old, and the girl at the counter told me my regular girl had quit. While I stood there blinking my eyes, fit to be tied, she studied the appointment book. With a funny smile, she said, "Dory has an opening. She could do you almost right away." Presently, Dory called me over, and certainly her looks surprised me.